The future of sports radio.
No.
Wow, that is the best porn name I've ever heard, man.
I can have a porn name? Then I'll be...
Notch.
I am a star. I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a star. I am a big, bright, shining star.
So apparently they're not mad in Green Bay about Brett Favre guiding, assisting Greg Jennings to the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if I should be concerned or not. You think they'd be pissed, unless they know something about Greg Jennings that we don't. Anyway, Brett Favre, back in the news, trying to get back in good graces with his former team. He's already kind of patched things up with Greg Jennings' former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. That gives me pause. Rodgers should be pissed about Jennings going to Minnesota. I mean, openly pissed. The fact that he's not concerns me as a Vikings fan. You think I'd be disgusted by the latest Favre news? Because we all know how nauseating the combination of Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers are. But I'm actually fine with it. Forgiveness is a tricky business. There's some people in my life that I can't forgive. I'd like to think the main reason is because overtures haven't been made on the parts of those people to try to repair damage, to extend an apology and seek forgiveness. Favre's trying to do that, and I can't be mad at Brett. 2009 was a magical season on the field, and if you were around any Green Bay Packer fan at any point during the 2009 NFL season, let's just say Brett did us a solid in Minnesota for Vikings fans like myself. He's family, but you have to remember, we're like the step family in Minnesota. He made his name in Green Bay. He actually made Green Bay a name again. It took about a quarter century off from relevance there at the Lambeau VFW and Glory Days Museum. Why does Brett Favre want to come out now and mend the fences? You're probably wondering that. Why? Why now? Do you think it's because he realized the error of his ways when he left? Well, actually, despite what Brett says, he had a radio interview in Buffalo where he says he was at fault. He did add that both sides had a part in the breakup. I think you take Brett's ego into account. Ted Thompson in the Packers front office should take most of the blame. Because everybody talks about legendary players and how they should finish their careers with one team. We're not counting Brett Favre being drafted by the Falcons and playing there for 1 year, miserable year, and then he got traded. When you think Brett Favre, you think Green Bay Packers. And Favre's ego, he was doing the should I or shouldn't I retire every year, even after they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And that was getting sickening. But you got to remember, 25 years, an entire generation of people in the state of Wisconsin had to follow a semi-relevant football team until Brett Favre showed up. No one in the Cheese State should be upset with Brett Favre whatsoever. Brett Favre should have been allowed to go out on his own terms, even if he was being a diva about it, even if he was being a pain in the ass, even if you had Aaron Rodgers sitting there waiting. I don't think Brett is seeing the error of his ways all of a sudden. I don't think he would have helped steer Greg Jennings toward the Vikings. I don't think there's any double agent going on to where Brett Favre trying to steer a damaged Greg Jennings, the Vikings, to help out the Packers. I think Brett was being neutral as someone that played with both teams. But Brett still has an ego. Brett's mostly about Brett. Despite the fact he's step family now, you still got to remember, Brett's all about Brett. And Brett Favre, in 2 years, will be eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is trying to set in motion a triumphant return to the Lambeau VFW and Glory Days Museum at the same time as he will get inducted as a first ballot Hall of Famer in 2015. It'll be a much better enshrinement for him, for Favre fans and for Packer fans, if he's not estranged with the team. That's what this is all about. Before you start thinking Brett Favre's doing the right thing for the Packers, for Packer fans, get over yourself. It's not about you. It's about him in 2 years. It's about his legacy. He wants to have the number retired. Aaron Rodgers even said he's worked his differences out with Favre. He felt that Brett kept him down, didn't mentor him as well as he could have when they were both there. I'm not looking forward to 2015. When he gets enshrined, it'll be as a Packer. They don't put logos on the player bus. We'll still have 2009, Brett. But I'm looking forward to you getting your number retired at Lambeau. Probably against the Vikings. They'll do it to stick it to the Vikings. Is they'll retire Brett's number at the Lambeau VFW and Glory Days Museum when they play the Vikings in 2015. Not looking forward to that reunion. But it's going to happen. It has to happen. It's the right thing to do. It was a fling. It was a fun fling. Probably a fling that never should have happened. Brett should have retired as a Packer. He's taking the blame primarily to smooth everything over for that triumphant return. He wants the high school where he's assistant coaching right now to have their field named after him or something. 2015 is going to be a great time if you're a Brett Favre fan, which I'm not. I'm a Brett Favre as a Viking fan. I'm a 2009 Brett Favre fan. But remember, it's about him. Don't think anything different.